Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
So we come to our final performance. And for Valerie Condos Field, her Pac-12 gymnastics career will end here with Caitlin Ohashi on floor.
Valerie's the coach.
History will always tie these two together.
Caitlin is the young lady whose performance earlier this year went viral, was seen millions of times. She's one of the best gymnasts you'll ever see perform on the floor.
Ohashi is the best performer in the country on this event.
Maybe the world.
She has changed her music. All female artists featuring Tina Turner and Proud Mary.
Well, if you ask her what Floor is all about, she says, joy. I want everybody to feel
joy. There is the video that is going viral yet again. Now you say, wait, John, we already had this story, but we didn't. We had the story of that young lady, Caitlin Ohashi, doing a performance, and it was fantastic. She did things you can't believe. And then at the end of that performance, remember, she went way up into the air, did the splits, and landed in the splits, to which a lot of people went, wow. And then she got up with a smile, and one of the great things about that performance from this UCLA gymnast was how much her teammate was cheering her on. It was just the most joyful, positive, impressive thing you've ever seen. Well, she changed her routine a little bit, and she did it again, and she got another 10. After that, we talked to her coach, Valerie Condos Fields. I called her back today, and she's on the phone line right now. Hey, Valerie, it's John Williams. Welcome back to Chicago and WGN.
John, thank you so much for having me.
Dang. Here's my first question for you. Dang. Were you surprised that she got another 10, that she would do it that well?
No. She's a seasoned athlete. She's a veteran. She can step up to the plate at any time and just hit a home run, and it's so much fun, and she does it with so much joy. She put in the hours and hours and hours and hours growing up, and now she's just enjoying every moment of it.
For those of you that don't know the story, and I didn't until the last time you spoke, I know a lot of you do, but she was an up-and-coming gymnast. She was on an Olympic track, and then one day she called you and she said, I don't want to do the Olympics. She didn't like the stress. Mm-hmm. She didn't like, I'll say the commitment, not that she's not committed, but she wasn't going to live that life. And she sort of dropped out of the Olympic track and wanted to just go to UCLA, correct?
Yeah, she was in a lot of pain. She had quite a few injuries, and she was just not happy at all, and called me out of the blue. I will never forget picking up my phone and hearing, "Hi, Miss Val, this is Caitlin Ohashi." And I was like, whoa, the best gymnast in the world. She is the only gymnast that's ever beat Simone Biles. And she just said, I just don't want to train for the Olympics anymore. I want to come to college. And that started a conversation that really, I think, started the closeness of our relationship, because I asked her, I just said, when was the last time you really loved doing gymnastics? And she said, when I was 11, before I went elite. And at that time, she was 16.
Wait, and, so the last time she loved it was at the age of 11?
Yeah.
And now she's 16.
And you know what? I want to really make a point that it's not about the sport. You know, gymnastics is not a brutal sport. But how you train any sport, how we teach our children anything, can be brutal if we take the motivation and inspiration and joy out of the process. Because I've had so many parents say, why would I put my daughter in gymnastics? I'm like, now's the perfect time to put your daughter in gymnastics, because it's changed. The culture is changing.
Don't you think, though, that's a problem with a lot of Olympic track athletes, be they pick the sport, that we demand so much of them to perform at that world level, you know?
I absolutely do, and I actually think it goes further than that. I think that our whole culture of how we raise our young boys and girls has got to change, and it's got to start in the home. And I think parents, we really, really need to be careful with how we define success for our children, and we've got to be able to let them enjoy the process, enjoy training, enjoy working hard, without being so focused on the score or how many points you scored.
Forget about the Olympics. Little League parents should hear that. So then, and high school parents should hear that. So then she does this 10 at the Pac-10 meet, right? And did you all win? Did she win?
Yes. Yeah. she did and we did. And
is that the end of her career
awesome.
Then? Is that the end of her gymnastics?
No. That was the start of our championship season. In 2 weeks, we go to the first round of the national championships. We'll be going to Michigan. And then after that, we go to Fort Worth if we advance. And I anticipate we will advance. And we are poised to make a run for another national championship, which should be great because it will be my last. So I would absolutely love that.
You're bowing out of the sport too?
I am bowing out. I've got another month left to my career. I've been at UCLA for 37 years. I've been the head coach for 29 years. And as you know, I don't know if your listeners do, I've never done gymnastics. I was a ballet dancer. So The fun part for me has been just being around this magnificent sport and an institution like UCLA for my entire adult career.
Last time you and I spoke, you said that she has no regrets about the life that she's chose. She'll never be able to say I had an Olympic gold, but when you watch her on the floor and in the meets, she's the most competent and joyful performer and no regrets. You told us last time we visited that the one thing she does want to do yet, and she has not accomplished this, is she wants to be on Dancing with the Stars.
Yes. And her partner that she would love to have, Sasha Farber, was at our last gymnastics meet, home meet with his wife. And he texted me and tweeted about her, and it was awesome.
Oh, I don't know who produces that show, but hello, yeah.
Hello.
Do you have any insight on that? Are we going to see her at least do that sometime soon?
I would, if I was a betting person, which I'm not because I'm in the NCAA, have that for March Madness. I would say that she will be on next season's. However, it's not a done deal.
Coach, let me just ask you one last thing as you go. Congratulations to you, by the way, and to the young ladies that we see do not only well in their events, but I just love how much they support each other. But do you just, this is random now, have any observations about the college admissions and coaching scandal that we've all been watching lately?
Oh, yeah, I do. I mean, I've been recruiting for 4 decades, so I know a lot about it. I've never been approached to and bribed. However, I feel so strongly, and this gets back to what you and I were just talking about, you know, the parents and defining success for our children. And so many times in recruiting, I will be sitting there, and I've got a recruit sitting across from me, and she's not only not a great student, but she really doesn't care about school, or she's intimidated by a little athletic success here. And the parents are the ones that are saying, no, it's a great fit. And I'm going, it's not a great fit. Is this about your ego and your bragging rights to your friends? Or is this about finding the best fit for your child? So, I mean, that is where I went. As soon as I heard about it, I was like, this isn't about the students that got in. It's about the parents. Stop bragging rights.
Yeah. I think that's one of the takeaways for all of us. Valerie Kondos Field is the gymnastics coach at UCLA. I got to go. It's just too bad because I was going to hurry up, have a daughter, enroll her in gymnastics so that someday she could go to UCLA and thrive under your tutelage. But I guess that opportunity will be lost. Congratulations again. We'll be watching and cheering you all on.
Thank you so much. You guys have a great day.
That's the coach, and the young lady whose name you'll Google is Caitlin Ohashi. She did it again, a 10.